walking around the Christmas tree at the Christmas party hop.
The Jay Garvin Show Home and Mortgage Talk, Saturdays at 8 a.m., Mondays and Tuesdays at 7 p.m., here on KRDO News Radio 105.5 FM, 1240 a.m., and 92.5 FM. Now here's your host, Jay Garvin's.
This segment is brought to you by Empire Title, Bill McAfee, your best of the best Colorado Springs gold winner. When you hear voices singing, let's be jolly. Happy holidays and Merry Christmas, radio listeners. I am Jay. I'm your friend. You've tuned in to, or I've found you, popped at the Jay Garvin Show, Home and Mortgage Talk, right here on KRDO News Radio. Maybe Dave Ramsey brought you over, or possibly Ken Moon from last week, or even Sean Hannity as he gets crazy into the evening hours. But no matter how you landed here, I thank you for spending this time with me. You have tuned in on a very unique weekend and replay on Monday, Tuesday. This is officially the last Saturday before Christmas, the 21st, and you have a replay you might be listening to on December 23rd, and what is most dear to my heart, Christmas Eve, the 24th. So if you know me and you know the Jay Garvin Show, you also know that I give out my number 719-330-1457 all the time. Do a lot of radio shows on mortgage, on budgeting, on real estate, on investment, on retirement, on Dave Ramsey's 7 baby steps, and everything in between. So if you're a newbie, that's what I do 38 to 44 weeks out of the year. But I always take maybe 3 to 8 weeks, depending on my mood, and I digress off a mortgage, off of real estate. And that's just what I want to do with you today. I want to say Merry Christmas in a different way. If you've been a listener for a long time, you know that I have a tradition over the last 5 years of telling Christmas stories. I've done it myself. I've told amazing stories about families and a Christmas miracle in northern Canada, where families come and give them a Christmas that they never deserved themselves. We've went to individual Christmas stories. Last year, actually, Bill McAfee, the most frequent partner that I have on the show, was blessed when he came in and shared with me his incredible ability to tell stories, and he did so. I think he did Grinch That Stole Christmas, and we did a myriad of Christmas stories. But this year, to make it fresh, if you're listening, instead of with a drum roll, I think we're going to get a sleigh bell, Matt. We have today's show this week titled...
Ho, ho, ho! Merry Christmas!
Christmas Miracles. So Christmas miracles, we're going to talk about Christmas miracles. So before I get into that, I want to let you know, please give me a Christmas miracle of a refinance or a purchase transaction, which helps my team and me personally pay the bill. So you can always call me at 719-330-1457. Everybody knows right now, rates are historically low. Home equity is historically high here in Colorado, and you can create your own logistical Christmas miracle by wiping out your debt, consolidating, doing the Dave Ramsey baby steps, paying your mortgage off faster, buying an investment property, starting 2020 differently. So you can call me or go to ChurchillColorado.com in order to do that. But today, I want to focus exclusively on Christmas miracles. And this is my muse, my vision, my concept that I want to share with you with the radio show. And it is just this, Christmas miracles. Now, Matt and I did a radio show about things to be thankful for in the Thanksgiving show. And I eventually and inevitably in that show said the greatest thing that we have to be thankful for is the birth of our Lord Jesus. And sometimes in my mind, Christmas is just the crescendo, where Thanksgiving is the opening act for what to be thankful for. And when I thought of Christmas this year, I'm like, I've had so many personal miracles in my life. And I have been a part of so many specific Christmas miracles this month. I, deep in my heart, wanted to share that with you. And if you are listening right now and you're at a place where you are in the pressure and the high expectations of Christmas and it's difficult for you to find hope, you feel overwhelmed, please lean on me. Please just listen and take 15 minutes as you're running around and just sit in your car and allow me to breathe life into you. Please, I want to help everybody focus back on the reason for the season. It's not all the bustling and hustling in the stores, in the malls, in the postal pickup and drop off and packages getting out and this getting checked off your list and that not being able to be checked off your list, but to just take a deep breath. And let's all just remember the reason for the season. Now, if you have a spiritual foundation like I do, you know, of course, it's Christ Mass. It's the Mass for Christ. It's the celebration of Jesus Christ and his birth. And we went, my family, to a beautiful production up at Andrew Womack Ministries at the Karis Bible College campus in Woodland Park and saw the heart of Christmas. And there were miracles across that whole spectrum. There's been miracles that have happened worldwide, both recent and many years ago. There's miracles that have happened right in our community, both recently and in the past. And then, of course, there's miracles in my life, in your life. I have miracles from friends and family members here specifically. And most importantly, we have the miracle of Jesus Christ. So if you're spiritual, you will really resonate with that. If you're more secular, it's just the tremendous gift of giving, creating your own miracle, being a part of your own miracle that you give to someone else, and understanding that the reason for the season is to give. Many people say, and it's been widely said, that you receive far more by giving. And that's the message that I want, to just implore you, encourage you, and even challenge you to today, tonight, as you're listening to this show, to do one absolute, genuine act of kindness to someone else, stranger or someone that you know, without requesting or requiring or insinuating that you need anything in return but this, just the joy on their face. So that's what we're going to cover today. I'm first going to talk about worldwide miracles. There are so many miracles. The one teaser that I'll give you is everybody knows the movie Breakthrough. Breakthrough is a brand new movie, and I want to talk about nationally popular, publicized miracles. I also want to talk about miracles right down in the Pikes Peak region, and my good friend Bill McAfee is going to join me to tell a miracle of his own right here in our community. Then I'm going to tell miracles that have touched my life and other individual lives right in the Pikes Peak region. And then, of course, we're going to finish up with talking about the biggest miracles of all, the biblical miracles. Most importantly, the birth and the crucifixion and the raising from the dead of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ himself, right here on The Jay Garvin Show. Usually home and mortgage talk, but today it's The Jay Garvin Show Christmas Miracles. I'll be back right after the break when I'll be joined by my friend and partner, Bill McAfee of Empire Title, right here on The Jay Garvin Show. Call me during the break at 719-330-1457 if you have a miracle on your heart. Back after these messages.
The Jay Garvin Show Home and Mortgage Talk, Saturdays at 8 a.m., Mondays and Tuesdays at 7 p.m., here on KRDO News Radio 105.5 FM, 1240 a.m., and 92.5 FM. We're back with your home mortgage Jedi, Jay Garvin's.
This segment is brought to you by Arrow Moving and Storage. Welcome back to The Jay Garvin Show. If you'd like to get a hold of me, my number is 719-330-1457. And today, on the 21st of December, and again, if you're listening on the evening of the 23rd, and most importantly, Christmas Eve, the 24th of December, the night before Christmas, I am doing a show exclusively focusing and concentrating on Christmas miracles. And the show premise really came to me with all of the high expectations and the pressures of Christmas. I had it on my heart to give you hope, and many of you that have already called in, that I've talked to, that have given me hope about miracles that have absolutely happened. And I'm going to be joined by Bill McAfee, but I really want to tell you that it's been on my heart, and I want to talk about some real national and international miracles that are documented, of miraculous things that cannot be defined by science, that in any source, either by a book like the Bible or by media or by video or by personal experience, have proven that the unexplainable has happened in a miraculous way. And I want to start off at the international ones. Then I want to get down to some more personal Pikes Peak region right within our community. That's when Bill McAfee's going to join me. But then tell you vulnerably my own miracles that have happened to me and the weakness and the strength that I've played in that, that's happened to my family members, specifically my son and my team members, Mark Frucci, a very good friend of mine, the husband of our branch manager, Kay Frucci, and now a licensed loan officer. Want to share with you miracles that have happened in friends. Mark Scheibley and Mike Popovich have played a part in this. And I want to get encouragement to you to get the focus on the Christmas season of focusing on Christmas miracles, keeping your eyes open. They occur all the time. To have you focus on just giving and providing hope, doing unsolicited acts of kindness today, right now, while you're listening, just close your eyes. And not if you're driving, pull over to the side of the road before you go into the store, before you go into your next delivery, if you're driving a truck, before you go into your next appointment or sports event or Christmas party, just promise yourself that you're going to do one miscellaneous, anonymous act of kindness to either someone you know or a complete stranger for no expectation of recognition or receiving anything in return. Because that's what miracles are. Miracles are something unexplained that happens to someone, or even more importantly, that you have played a part on others with no expectation in return, delivering something that was never expected. And one of the most recent, tangible, documentable miracles, of course, was made into a movie. And I'm going to start with this and I'm going to circle back around again. But a 14-year-old boy out of St. Charles, in fact, the boy's name is John Smith, and they, of course, made the famous movie this year. I saw it, the movie called Breakthrough. And basically what it is a story of a kid who is actually on a lake in St. Charles, broke through the ice in the midst of winter, close to Christmas, and went down under the ice. And it was documented that 15 minutes, at least 15 minutes transpired before the emergency rescue workers could get there. Now, after the boy was taken from the ice and put in the EMT ambulance and driven to the hospital emergency room, whatever. This is a small community. This doctor, I think it was Dr. Kent Sutner, says that he was physically giving up hope, that it was 43 minutes since this kid had a pulse. In fact, he was giving up hope. He personally said, you can read the articles yourself, that said, I had never even revived anybody beyond 25 minutes that had had CPR and resuscitation and all of that. So 43 minutes was well beyond any clinical, scientific, medical expectation of recovery. And I guess at that point, the mother came in to say her goodbyes. And literally, word for word, the weeping mother over the lifeless body of her 14-year-old son, John Smith, said loudly or screamed, Lord, Holy Spirit, just give me back my son. Almost immediately followed by that heartbeat on the monitor that we so generically can identify with on any personal stay in the hospital or any dramatic movie event. And for 43 minutes, this boy, John Smith, didn't have a heartbeat, was brought back to life, and now today is literally living and has full function of his full body and is now an aspiring young man after he was dead without a heartbeat for 43 minutes. Now, I go right to the extreme because I'm telling you, do you believe physically in today's world, today's life, today's existence, that people can be physically dead like the biblical stories tell us, and can they be raised? Now, there's thousands of instances that haven't been documented, but I'm just sharing with you the ones that are documented. And why in the world am I doing this? Why am I even wasting the time to do this? To make those who are already hopeful more hopeful? To make more of us who respectively believe to believe stronger? Or to try to push and needle those that are skeptic and don't believe at all? No, the reason why I'm sharing this is because God is no respecter of any one individual. And you can apply these miracles to raising someone from the dead, or you'll see in my personal life, they are unbelievably and unwarrantedly trivial. It's just to share with you that whether you believe in him or not, God is no respecter of any one individual. And if someone else can be raised from the dead, you can be raised from the dead. If someone else can have the miraculous healing of their marriage like I had, you can have the miraculous healing of your marriage. If I have watched people be financially recovered through a miracle, you can be financially strengthened and recovered through a miracle. Most of this has to do with the fact that you physically have to ask and come in agreement with someone else and ask, not in a guilty or a boastful fashion, just simply because there is a higher power, a Lord, a Holy Spirit out there that loves you more than anybody else in the universe, period. And do you know why I know this? Because that's what the Lord Jesus told me this morning in prayer, that he loves me most. And guess what? The secret is that he loves you most as well. So this second one blew me away. In the 1990s, this is all documented, a gentleman by the name of Robert Mawiri. I met him in Colorado Springs at freedomministries.org. Pastor Mike Popovich, he came up to speak. And this gentleman in the 90s, documented by the media, walked into a Dallas, Texas hospital with media in tow to just actually give uplifting visits to the sick pediatric wards with the kids and everything, and to document it and to proliferate hope. But when he went through the traditional opening doors of the hospital and starting to walk through the hallways, he said, "My Lord Jesus right now is telling me that I need to go down in the basement and not up to the pediatric ward." So Robert Mawiri in the 1990s, right in Dallas, Texas, went down into the basement of the hospital rather than upstairs to the pediatric ward with the news channel cameras in tow. And I know this because there's an update of the story that I got just this last year. And he went down and he said, "I'm supposed to go down this hallway. What's down this hallway?" And the staffer said, "That's where the morgue is." So he goes through these big, wide, swinging doors and he says, "I guess we're supposed to open that drawer." And they pull out that traditional, cold, stainless steel, large loop handle door that comes out a full 6 feet. And here is a bag zipped open and a lifeless body of a teenage boy. He just continues as if nothing is wrong. There's nothing out of position. He just prays and starts to profess life back into this boy. Well, the media is covering it. The dude in the morgue in the corner is his headphones on with his feet up on the desk of this cold, dark morgue, is not even paying attention. And in less than 15 minutes, miraculously, color starts to come back into the boy's body. And eventually, a respiration to the point where someone's like, "Oh my God, go get a doctor." And to make a very long and elaborate story short, is that young child was put back onto a bed, back upstairs, because you don't walk out of the hospital after you've been not breathing for 17 hours. You actually check out to see if it's cool. Oh, this is hard to believe. Sure it was. Same with John Smith. John Smith, the kid who fell through the ice, was dead for 43 minutes. This is incredible. In the stories in Dallas, do you know what the doctors proclaimed? The reason for this kid, for over 17 hours, didn't have a pulse. There was a bubble of oxygen locked in his brain, helped him survive. I think I'll stick with Jesus Christ and the miracle, you know? So we've got more of these miracles. I'm going to get into a couple more. Everybody, come on, you know of the weeping Mother Mary, the paintings, the statues around the world. I'm going to touch on those miracles. But most importantly, during this next segment, I'm going to invite Bill McAfee in, one of my most treasured partners here on the show, the owner of Empire Title with his wonderful wife, Ronnie. Have him share some local miracles, and he doesn't know it yet, but he breathes life and miracles into his 70 team members and the thousands and thousands of people that he comes in contact with every single year. So we're going to talk more about Christmas miracles right after the break of the Jay Garvin Show. Call me at 719-330-1457 or visit churchillcolorado.com and share a miracle that's on your heart this Christmas season.
Jingle bells swing and jingle bells ring, snowing and blowing up bushels of fun. Now the jingle hop has begun.
Have a holly jolly Christmas. It's the best time of the year. I don't know if there'll be snow, but have a cup of cheer.
The Jay Garvin Show Home and Mortgage Talk, Saturdays at 8 a.m., Mondays and Tuesdays at 7 p.m., here on KRDO News Radio 105.5 FM, 1240 AM, and 92.5 FM. We're back. Now, here's Jay Garvin's.
Hey, where's the meat?
Oh, the mistletoe hung where you. Somebody waits for you. Kiss her once for me.
Well, thanks for sticking with me. Merry Christmas. If you're listening this Saturday right now on the 21st of December, or whether you have the honor of listening on Monday the 23rd, or get this, Tuesday night, Christmas Eve the 24th, I want to say welcome to the Jay Garvin Show. Thank you for taking time, just a minute or two or the whole hour with me. I feel very, very blessed. I want to say Merry Christmas. And as the title of the show is evident today, I want to share with you a Christmas miracle. I hope you're having Christmas miracles in your life. I pray that you believe in miracles. And if not, my hope is to breathe the hope of miracles and good deeds into your life. And if all of this is malarkey to you, let's just focus on this one weekend of the year, this one week that you would promise yourself, not me or not my producer, Matt, or any of your family members, but you to do one anonymous act, a good deed to either someone you know or a stranger in order to have that reason for the season, that giving to others. It is said that you receive far more from giving than you do receiving. And my wife jokes and says all of the receiving and the giving and the giving and the receiving and the Christmas and the wrapping of the Christmas. Today, we just take a deep breath and try to step out of all the expectations of Christmas, the pressures of Christmas, and get back to what it's meant to be. If you're a spiritual person, this is the Mass for Christ. This is Christ's Mass. This is his birthday, and we are celebrating the birth of the largest miracle that the secular or the spiritual world has ever received. But if you are not spiritual, let's just focus on the act of giving and maybe being open to the act of receiving. Now, I've got a very special guest in here, just walked into the studio. He and I have done a lot of funny shows. Last year, we read Christmas stories. But, Bill, I want you to be the first one here on the 21st to say Merry Christmas, my friend.
Merry Christmas to you, Jay.
I am excited that you and Ronnie are going to have a lot of family around for Christmas, right?
Yes, we certainly are. They're coming from Texas, you name it. Some from the Colorado. It's all over. In fact, I think we'll take most of your movie, I believe.
That's actually the first mention of it. Many of you know on the radio that I've said, please call me at 719-330-1457 if you're interested in going to a complimentary client appreciation, radio listener appreciation movie event. And you're right. This next Saturday, Bill, we're going to all go to a movie, Star Wars. Yep. I am so sad to say, but happy to say that the event is sold out. You can seriously call me at 719-330 if the Lord Jesus is telling you that you should go to the event as well. And I'll tell you how to get on board. But that's going to be a big, big, and that's quite honestly, Bill, Kay Frucci and I, the branch manager, said, how can we bless those families around us and have, like, John McLaughlin, who's a great friend of mine and a real estate agent, and in his first year, so he's not, like, swimming around in piles of money yet. You know, right. He's building this. And he said, Jay, I got four kids, and to take six people to an IMAX movie, I got to take a small mortgage out on my house.
Right, right.
So if we can just be a small blessing that's the case. And before you came, Bill, I told my radio listeners that I wanted to focus on the Christmas miracles, and I shared Christmas miracles of the stereotypical and the publicized movie event Breakthrough,
yep,
of that
great
young
movie.
15-year-old kid that physically and documented was without a breath or a vital sign for 43 minutes.
Yep.
Well beyond, you know, the scientific explanation of oxygen being bubbled in his brain or something. But also, there's miracles that go back to the 1500s, to the 1700s, and then you have all of the Weeping Marys. I want to finish on the worldwide. I mean, I have some from the 1700s. I have one here in 19. Have you heard of this? This Weeping Mary reoccurs every single decade for thousands of years.
Wow.
Of course, they're all in the Bible, but now if you go 1973, at a church in Japan, a statue of Mother Mary began to bleed after Sister Agnes Sisignago had an aberration of Mother Mary. The statue continued to cry, sweat, and bleed for several years.
Wow.
And documented this, caught it on a camera in national TV, and what's not told in this is Sister Agnes, at the time of her aberration of Mother Mary, she was totally deaf, and then after all of this occurring, she totally documented, recovered all of her hearing.
Wow.
And we hear the lepers. Mm-hmm. We saw in the Heart of Christmas how the lepers were healed.
Right.
We see all of this, and I'm going to run through the top 10 people in the Bible that were raised from the dead.
Right.
But there's another one. You've heard of the Shroud of Turin, right?
Yes. Yep.
That's crazy, because that's documented, and they say that it was all a hoax. And then in the 1990s, when they had the DNA testing, aging, they confirmed, hey, this thing has actually been around since the life of Christ, whenever it was. And, you know, it has that perfectly kind of sweat or blood-stained artistic depiction of the Lord Jesus's body laying prone, which is just crazy.
Yep.
But you go on further. Here in 1986, another in Chicago documented, you can go online, of a painting of the Mother Mary that exuded red moisture from the eyes and fingers for months, from a painting.
Wow.
Just extra pigmentation in those areas, you know? And then this one in 2016, which is crazy, because this is right in Mexico, and this is the one that I saw. Video footage today, Bill.
Right.
2016, in city right in Mexico, where it's near and dear to my in-laws and my wife's heart, because they're Hispanic and have migrated from Spain and from Mexico. And again, this was a miniature Mother Mary statue that started to miraculously bleed from her face, and it had to do with something where a miracle child had been raised from the dead before. But you can go and see all of these things. But they're in movie screens, Bill. You know, they're out there at a distance. They're decades ago. But we've got miracles right here in our community, don't we?
You know, every day, whether you're a believer or whether you're not, I think it's easier as believers to see them sometimes. And I think we also, as believers, don't have to come up with an explanation all the time for what or why or how that just happened. I'm going to give you one. This was totally off the charts here. My wife, Rhonda, and I, when we started Empire Title back in 2003, didn't think we were going to be able to have children.
Yeah. And I didn't know that.
Yeah. And so the interesting thing about it was, is I had always said, that I would never, ever adopt.
Mm-hmm.
Ever.
Yeah.
And so
how close-minded are we? So you and Ronnie, unable to have kids.
Well, so what? And you know what? We were just told, and frankly, as it turned out later, we were able. But the interesting thing about the whole thing was, that was just in 2003, and we were just starting Empire Title.
Yeah.
And so we said, you know, well, heck, if we're, you know, maybe if at that point we didn't really think we're going to have kids. And so we said, you know what? If we're not going to have kids, let's go ahead and start this business. We'll just kind of throw our life into it.
Wow.
So on October the 14th, got a call. Okay, got a call, and my little sister said, I know some people that are going to have a little baby girl.
Uh-huh.
And we weren't even in the system at all.
Uh-huh.
And they said, you know, that we're going to have this little baby girl. And so on November 27th, Kinsey was born.
In 2003.
2003. So from October 14th to November 27th, we went from starting this, we opened this business in August, and to a miracle of all miracles, Kinsey was born on Thanksgiving Day, November 27th. And it was that time, Jay, in my life, I don't think I ever really stood ever understood to love someone so much it hurts.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And that was just, we had her from birth.
Wow.
And, you know, we I make a joke of this now. The three of us slept in a bed that was about 3 foot wide. And for the, for those in the audience, if you ever see me, you'll say that's a miracle by itself. I don't think, I didn't sleep for 2 days. She was born in an Army hospital. I didn't sleep for 2 days.
Uh-huh.
And when they were giving us the checkout instructions, I was falling asleep.
Wow.
You know, and Ronnie was laughing at me. You know, I can't stay awake because for 2 days I didn't sleep because I was afraid if I rolled over on her, you
know, heard her,
I would. Yeah. So, yeah. I mean, it was like, so, hell, I can't even fit in that bed by myself today. So,
yeah, that's phenomenal. And that is. And now,
oh, yeah.
Jesus is so open-minded.
Absolutely.
I've been so close-minded.
Yep.
Dude, I have one miracle that I'm going to tell you. It's trivial stuff, you guys. It doesn't have to be something miraculous. I'm not even supposed to vape. And I'll tell you a miracle about vaping,
right,
that is just weird. And he blesses us just because we're his favorite children. Can I ask, because this is totally spontaneous here if you're listening, but was it... for what reason did some young girl give you her baby?
At that time, she was at a bad place in her life and just didn't think she could take care of her.
Now, watch this, my friend. I'm telling you as you listen right now, and this as the Holy Spirit's coming over me, it's not only the miracles you receive, it's the miracles that you get to participate in. What's meant for destruction, the Lord can turn for the glory of the kingdom. And here
absolutely.
You have a troubled young girl that did something that no one else can do but conception itself. She takes a troubled scenario, and I won't go into it, but I have friends that I've been friends with for 40 years that were promiscuous teens, Catholic, got pregnant at a party, and gave their baby away and did what only the Lord Jesus and conception can do, and that's turn a couple into a family.
Yeah.
That was a miracle for you and Ronnie.
Absolutely.
And a young girl was the guide and was who administered through hope and strength and maybe distraught fatigue a miracle with God. That's amazing, yeah. My friend.
It's just out of this world. And I mean, you know what the amazing thing is, and Kinsey is just an amazing young lady. She's 16 now.
Uh-huh.
And I mean, she is so tight with the Lord. I mean, we'll talk
really?
About the Bible and stuff. And it's funny because she goes to Colorado Springs Christian Schools. And,
uh-huh.
And I mean, but she just, I love talking to her about it because there'll be things that, you know, I'll be asking about and she'll be like, oh no, Dad. You know, it's like, you know, Jesus was between two and three when the
wow.
when the wise men came.
Oh,
and I mean,
God.
Yeah, so she just is, she's fantastic.
So you also have another story about someone you've come, because I've had some challenges with drug and addictions mm-hmm. in my life.
Right.
We're not going to go into the details. You have some
right.
challenges with drugs and addiction within your family, but you have a great local community story
yep.
through the Springs Rescue Mission.
Absolutely.
In a minute or two, can you tell us
absolutely.
That story?
Absolutely. Jay, 10 years ago, we started a group called the Peak Producers, which
uh-huh.
is the top producing agents, and we've been looking for a group to stand by side and just go with, and we chose through the Springs Rescue Mission. It's a work readiness program. You take men who are addicted,
absolutely.
Alcohol or
homeless,
drugs.
Yep.
It's a 12-month program,
uh-huh.
and they go through this, and then they get out, and then we give them money to help them get in. But this guy came. His name is Marlon.
Uh-huh.
He was actually a college athlete,
uh-huh.
and he ended up getting hurt.
Uh-huh.
He ended up getting addicted to opioids.
Yep.
His mother died, and that was really the only one he had left.
Amen.
He was in Canada.
Uh-huh.
He walked to Colorado Springs.
From Canada.
And then what happened, he came into the Springs Rescue Mission. The reason he ended up here was because the other rescue missions, he didn't have an ID, and
wow.
they wouldn't let him in.
Wow.
So they let him in. He went through this program. He's sober. He is now 2 years working at a prominent restaurant here in Colorado
wow.
Springs.
So fast forward.
Yes.
Through all of these layers and
yes.
layers of miracles. You
yes.
and I could do a whole show on it.
Just the walk here.
And where he is today. Just the walk here.
Yeah. You know,
Bill,
yeah, it's amazing. But yeah, his name's Marlon. I give him a shout out. He's amazing.
That is amazing
yep.
stories. And I've got so many of them. I'm going to wrap up the next segment on it. But here's another miracle. Mike Popovich, who's a good friend of mine, his brother, Mark Shibley, got this rare brain cancer disease. 0% survival rate before him. Guess what? Alive and well
wow.
and kicking today. One another personal to our community and me personally. In 1998, in Thanksgiving, my aunt went to the hospital by Rochester, Minnesota, and felt a stomach ache. 8 hours later, she was having 40 pounds of organs through cancer removed. They gave her 6 weeks to live. I just spent Thanksgiving with her this last Thanksgiving. Very 21 years.
Wow.
So, Bill, I want to tell you in the last 30 seconds that you and Rhonda have been a miracle and a blessing in my life. If you don't know Empire Title and Bill and Rhonda, they bless people. So I want to publicly and over the air tell you that thank you for blessing the families that you do and the people that you do, the agents and the people doing title work and finishing mortgages and home purchases. You really get a chance. I observe you live in the middle of blessings and miracles in your company, in your building every day.
Jay, I want to thank you and also thank you for your friendship. And I just hope you and your family have just an unbelievable Christmas.
Amen, buddy. I appreciate you. It's starting to become a Christmas tradition to you and I. So we're going to have to either read stories or build on the miracles. I'll be back right after these messages and finish up Christmas miracles right here on The Jay Garvin Show, Christmas 2019.
The Jay Garvin Show Home and Mortgage Talk, Saturdays at 8 a.m., Mondays and Tuesdays at 7 p.m., here on KRDO News Radio 105.5 FM, 1240 a.m., and 92.5 FM. We're back with your home mortgage best friend, Jay Garvin's.
Well, thanks so much for sticking with me. I am Jay Garvin's. You're listening to The Jay Garvin Show. I pray that you will hear the last segment with the amazing guest, Bill McAfee, longtime partner of the show, where he gets to witness blessings and miracles and be a part of them in the giving end and the receiving end every single day, every single week, all throughout the year at Empire Title, where people find the miracle of home ownership and a stabilized financial future going forward with mortgages and all of that. But if you're just joining me, I am Jay Garvin's, and I'm going through the miracles of Christmas, or better put, Christmas miracles. And I've talked about the worldwide miracles of like breakthrough of children being raised from the dead. We've talked about the weeping Marys, the Mother Marys. We've talked about people that have been miraculously healed through addiction, like Bill McAfee said right in our community here. We talked about the miracle of starting a family where Bill and Rhonda received a baby out of nowhere and Kinsey loves Jesus to this day. But I want to talk about some of the personal ones and miracles from you. First of all, Mark Frucci, a very, very good friend. Known him for years as he's the husband of Kay, my operations and now branch manager. But more importantly, he himself was healed when he worked for a furniture company where there was a box machine that he fed things into all day. And the bottom line was that he received a pinched nerve. And time went on, and trust me, I have a pinched nerve in my neck right now, and it is exhausting the way your body goes numb and your fingers or whatever portion of your body is tingling. He went through doctor's visits and even was set up to go into a surgery, and one day the Lord gave a verse to him, Isaiah 41:10, that said, I will uphold you with a righteous right arm. And basically, he was told that when all of the doctors say you cannot be healed and there's no hope and you're just going to have to live with that, that's the moment that I'll heal you. And sure enough, with a long story made short, after several visits and surgeries scheduled, the doctors, after failed surgeries, finally said, you know what? I really apologize, but we've come to the point that there is no hope. We cannot heal you through surgeries and you're just going to have to live with it. And Mark, with joy, said those are the most miraculous words to my ears, because it was then through another series of events that literally his nerves were healed. And to this day, he has absolutely no problems with his nerves and his tingling and his feeling. And that's right here in our community. Another one right here in our community that I share with you through strength and through weakness is my son. My son Asher had RSV his entire life. Got it when he was less than 2 years old. It's a very, very, very dangerous medical condition. And he had all of the oxygenated machines. He had a pulmonologist. I would sit on the patio of my Cheyenne Meadows home crying in the winter saying, Lord, just take his cough and give it to me, because he would just cough and hack and have, you know, 60% breathing capacity, 55%. We'd be excited if 85%. And this went on for years until we were at Freedom Ministries, Mike Popovich's ministries. You can go there, freedomministries.org. You know, Andrew Womack has an amazing healing ministry as well in Woodland Park. You just call me at 719-330-1457 if you want any access to any of these healing ministries. But Mike Popovich said that the Lord Jesus will heal you when you step forward and ask and profess that you are healed. The Lord Jesus will step forward like he did in biblical times. He's a respecter of no individuals. And we did this with my son. And he said, Daddy, I want to go up and pray for my cough to go away. And we went up there and he took the holy oil, which was sitting underneath the podium. And you know the Holy Spirit believes and Mike believes. My son has childlike faith. So we pray up there, the three of us, four with the Holy Spirit. And Mike said, it's sealed. He's done. He's healed. And we go home and sure enough, 2 days later, he starts coughing and my son comes into my room crying with tears down his face. How in the world do you handle this as a father when he says the first words out of his mouth is, Daddy, I don't understand. I believed. Now, Jesus in the Bible says if you have childlike faith, you can move mountains. If you have faith of a mustard seed, you can move mountains. It means you either believe or you don't. And right there, the Holy Spirit came over me and I said, Asher, we are going with Pastor Mike Popovich again and praying because you will be healed. Because look at this. You know the Holy Spirit believes. People have been healed, like I told you in previous segments, for generations. It's documented. I'm going to finish with the 10 most popular biblical ones. And I know Popovich believed and my son believed. And I grabbed his hand and we did that prayer again. And I believed 100% this time. I believed every fiber of my body. You can believe. And since that day, in a church right off of Rock Rimmon and I-25, my son was healed from his RSVB, his asthma, all of that gone, never coughed again. And the stories go on and on of the people. Mike Popovich's brother was diagnosed with Mike Shibley was diagnosed with a rare brain cancer. He was 100% healed. The first documented human to survive this. I told you my aunt, 40 pounds of organs removed from her body, given 6 weeks to live. That was 21 years ago. I have a whole list of miracles right here. Small miracles, big miracles. But the biggest miracle of all that I want to share with you is the 10 miracles of rising people from the dead right in the Bible. Now, we all know about Lazarus. Lazarus was raised from the dead. Now, that's a miracle, miraculous. But God does small miracles as well. I have those miracle stories. I can share them with you. I want you to call me at 719-330-1457 for you to tell me your miracle stories. But of the 10, I'm going to read them. Number one, of course, is the widow of Zarephath's son. Number two is the miracle of the Shunammite woman's son raised from the dead. Number three, the Israelite man that was raised from the dead. The widow of Nain's son. Of course, I told you Jairus' daughter. Lazarus is probably one of the most popular and common, but the most common of all, my friends, is the rising and the resurrection of Jesus Christ, taking all of our sins. And that's what the Christmas miracle is, that we're celebrating the birth of Jesus Christ. If you're a secular, one of the most renowned and known, most popular and famous people to ever walk the earth, that the Lord Jesus, that our God would love us so much that he would send his only begotten son to come into the flesh in Bethlehem, prophesied this very season for you and I. So we might see a miracle in his birth from a virgin all the way through his ministry, to him sacrificing himself for you and me for one reason, to take all of the sins of the world on his shoulder so you and I could be free from this. So I tell you Merry Christmas this year. Please, I pray that you find your own Christmas miracle, that you would be part of a Christmas miracle. I just wish I had more time to tell you the 30 more miracles I have in front of me. watching our church give away a car to the grandma of a year. Our church had a chance to be part of a miracle and make a difference in grandma in that woman's life, raising her grandchildren because of the destitute nature of her daughter. We can all live the Christmas miracle together. And as I state at the end of every single show, I pray all of you would go, grow, and prosper. And this Christmas season, tell someone close to you that you love them. Merry Christmas. Look forward to speaking with you next week, right here on The Jay Garvin Show.
I'm dreaming of a white Christmas.
The proceeding was a paid program on KRDO News Radio. KRDO News Radio does not confirm nor deny the validity or accuracy of the information contained in this program, and the views expressed do not necessarily represent the views or opinions of the staff and management of KRDO News Radio.
Listen to hear sleigh bells in the snow.